Look, we're also live on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Just search for it and watch. Let's hear your thoughts on some of the stories that we'll bring to you, right? We'll start with the page 10 of the Vanguard newspaper. 2023 presidency. I never endorsed Peter Obi, says Olubadan.
I mean, to be honest with you, I also fell for this. I fell for that news item. And it was actually supported, you know, with some kind of video, and where the Olubadan was praying for him and so on and so forth. So everything seemed to tie in. So what I would just say is that you need to be very careful when you read news items, in all honesty. All kinds of things that happen, okay, others are happening. The way it was choreographed and the way it was put together, I could have sworn that he not maybe not endorsed, but showed quite a lot of sympathy towards his cause. And the reason for that also is because we had the precedence with the Oba of Benin. When Peter Obi visited the Oba of Benin, and the Oba told him everybody is talking about Obi and so on and so forth. I think that generally our traditional rulers should steer clear of, you know, of making pronouncements and whatever. Preferably, maybe you just stop receiving these people. I mean, you don't have to receive them, or just be mum, or have a written statement that, you know, that will be read by one of your chiefs. Okay, and the reason being is that the traditional rulers, by tradition, are supposed to be apolitical, because all of the contestants are your children, male or female. I first of all wanted to say are your sons, and I remember that you have female contestants. You know, so the story here is that the story says Obalekun Balogun denied endorsing the candidate. The monarch and members of his advisory council described the claim as false and self-concocted to mislead the public. The question is, from the little comments the Olubadan made, could this now be an afterthought? Did somebody call his attention to certain things? Who knows? Because let me put it bluntly, had he supported the APC candidate, there wouldn't be any fuss at all.
Yeah.
Yes, to put it bluntly, there's a lot of that already. There's a lot of that. Even the Council of Obas, the Council of this. I even think that at state level, they've also supported Seyi Makinde, you know. So I don't know whether, because from the prayers that he said and the statement he made that is on video.
Mm-hmm. What did he say? I didn't see the video.
Well, he was more or less alluding to the fact that, you know, I can't remember the exact words, but it was like, we pray for you for your success and so on and so forth. When you say you pray for somebody's success, that means you wish that he would succeed.
Well, really, monarchs do that, you know, everybody, all of them, when they come to them, that's the same prayer.
But the truth is that the ones we've had with the governments in power, okay, so the monarch, the state governor of his state visits him, is going to be endorsing him, and you get a lot of that. The Oba of Lagos openly endorsed Ambode in his time. He didn't even, in fact, he was almost cursing anybody who didn't support Ambode. And I was livid at that time. To say that you are Oba of all, you have Lagosians too, loads of Lagosians in the other parties. Yeah, supposed to. But the truth is, all of a sudden, our traditional rulers have been overexposed. They've thrown a lot of tradition and respect to the. I saw a video just this morning at about 1 a.m. I saw a video of an Oba, a top traditional ruler, being kissed by a woman, you know, claimed to be his wife and so on and so forth, and all these things. It all has become what Yorubas will call rodon. The thing has become something else. When I remember traditional rulers, when I remember traditional rulers when I was growing up, even as of today, when you look at the mien and disposition of somebody like the Awujale or the Alaki, you know, or the Oba of Benin, traditional rulers are supposed to be revered. But times have changed. There's been so much interference in the choice of Obas themselves. I'm talking of this side of town now, that, you know, there's been so much interference in the choice that it's all become political. Anyway, the Olubadan has said specifically that he did not endorse him, and he said that the LP presidential candidate led his campaign team to pay a courtesy visit to the Olubadan last Sunday, and some of the members of his advisory council joined to receive Obi at the Alarere residence of the monarch. In a viral video being widely circulated by Obi's handlers, Chief Eddie Oyewole was seen praying for the success of the LP at the polls. Isn't that some kind of praying for the success? He didn't wish him luck. He prayed for his success. He called on God, the lady to marry, to please let him succeed. What is that?
They said they did not endorse him. Maybe they would do the same for all political parties.
How can you be asking God for different things? I mean, what is the essence of prayer?
Yeah.
Prayer in itself, if for example, now you want to go marry a second wife and I pray that you succeed, I've blessed you, I've told you to go ahead, which I will gladly do. I mean, hey, kilo ambe, waiting day inside. And it says the attention of the palace of Olubadan of Ibadan has been drawn to the claim of endorsement of the Labour Party, and the claim described as false and aimed at misleading the Nigerians. And this is something I don't like. This sentence comes up many times.
Yeah.
The palace would have ignored the report and dismissed it. I don't know why people always insert that paragraph. Oh, I wouldn't have responded to what Sherif is saying, but for you don't need to. That kind of bravado, you don't need. Just state your point. You know, but so they say that the palace would have ignored, but with the torrents of inquiries by some of our credible media houses seeking clarification before publishing, and the need to counter social media trending of the foul report without professional touch, this reaction becomes imperative. And then now say something. How could anybody?
They wrote that there.
How could anybody? This I'm quoting. How could this is Vanguard page 10. How could anybody in his or her wildest imagination assume that a presidential candidate of any political party would receive an open endorsement from a palace like the Palace of Olubadan? We've seen it happen. That must be a good joke.
I thought so too. Like, I mean, the palace cannot openly endorse any candidate.
I know, but they
have. I'm with you, palace. I'm with you.
I'm with you too. You know. What kind of politics is that? I'm with him, with you. while discounting the claim of endorsement by Olubadan Advisory Council, politicians are counseled to please leave the palace out of their game.
They should.
The palace should close its doors.
Yeah. Shut your doors.
Just close your doors and you know. But it's a temptation that is very, very difficult to.
What temptation is
it? To close your doors to politicians.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Don't ask me why.
My difficult though.
So for the record, I endorse him being with the palace. So that means that I'm with him.
No, say your own. Say your own that you are with the palace.
No.
I am saying my own.
We are Siamese twins.
I am. Oh, no, we are not. No, we are not.
Sherry,
no.
I'm looking at this shirt.
No, but we.
Looks like my shirt. I'm going to wear my own. He looks so similar. Let's go to the next story.
Let's go to the page 5 of the Vanguard. Petrol NNPC slashes price for marketers to ease scarcity.
I don't know. I don't know what to do next. I don't know what to say next about fuel scarcity. As at Sunday, and maybe a part of Monday, it looked as if, you know, the queues had eased up. And we all thought that, okay, so the DSS warning was effective. But lo and behold, we're almost back to where we were. So, okay, so something else has been thrown into the fray. And it says that the NNPC is going to slash the price for marketers to ease scarcity. Okay, so NNPC has fixed 148 naira per litre as the price for lifting petrol at depots. It also agreed to supply outstanding stock to independent oil marketers to end product shortage. So if this was what it was, so what then was the cause for the DSS warning?
DSS said that they found out, they heard, or they suspected that the scarcity was, you know, trying to cause internal security issue.
If the scarcity is causing internal security issue, then the DSS must be thinking somebody is doing it deliberately.
That's what they said.
So I would love them to go for... Look, you see, it's not enough to do these things in this manner. Make an example of certain people. I would have loved if the DSS had, even at the very least and minimum, called A, B, C, D, E, F, G for questioning. Do you understand what I'm saying? Not just issue a statement and then leave us
48 hours ultimatum.
You leave in a 48 hours ultimatum and then announce this.
We're back here now.
And it says that the it also agreed to supply outstanding stocks. So this came as the independent marketer said they had been lifting the product from private depots at about 200 naira instead of 148.
Yep.
Okay. Which made it impossible for them to meet the DSS 48 hour directive last week. Did the DSS issue this instruction in vain, as it were? They said that the situation also led to their inability to sell petrol at the 170. Yes, now, if you leave petrol at 200, you can't sell it at 170.
It's impossible.
Who does that? Who does that? Vanguard gathered yesterday that a meeting was held between NNPC marketers and all the stakeholders where the issues were resolved. Fair enough. So the operations controller, Independent Petroleum Marketers Association, Mr. Mike Oshatui, he confirmed the development and he says that, okay, now our members have now been allowed to leave petrol at 148 naira per litre, meaning that we can now reduce our pump price. We are committed to working with other parties to tackle the shortage across the country as quickly as possible. Meanwhile, after the DSS warning, 48 hours, the reps have given 1 week. And the reps called on NNPCL. To add that L now has become a problem in my head. You always like NNPC. To end the lingering scarcity of petroleum products in the next 1 week to ease the suffering of Nigeria. But these warnings keep going forward, you know.
It's almost like somebody's buying time.
At the end of the day, wouldn't it be nice if we had a very honest, short analysis from the powers that be as to what is causing the shortage? Because you see, every time you have this shortage, NNPC now comes out with their usual rhetoric. Don't panic buy. Nobody panic buys if there's no need to panic.
That's right.
Who wants to keep petrol in his house?
That's right.
I mean, who wants to stand at a queue? How can you say I shouldn't panic buy when I can see a queue that's as long as my arm that covers almost 3 bus stops in a row? And then you say, I shouldn't panic by. You know? So you get the same. It would be nice if someone told us that, look, there's been shortage of importation. Or there are enough reasons that you can give in Nigeria and get away with anyway. After all, somebody said that snake eats
money.
Money.
Mm-hmm. Swallow any.
Hey, but if you cut the snake into two,
You get the money out, but this one, you can't get anything out.
Did you see the video of some stash of money that was found in the barracks, in a warehouse?
No.
I saw the video this morning, but I don't know the timing. I don't know whether it's an old video, but
yeah,
it was a mess. It was almost a warehouse full of rotten cash. Rotten cash. So that's where we are this morning, ladies and gentlemen, and let's hope that at least, at the very least, we would have petrol to move around Christmas. And for those who want to stay at home,
right,
to put in their generators. Because I don't understand the law about jerry cans. I don't think there's a specific law that says you can't buy petrol in jerry cans. But I'm told that some task force has gone around, you know, molesting, as it were. Yeah. People have to buy in jerry cans to put in their generators. Both residential shops and most people have even packed up their diesel generators and are up for petrol.
That's right.
But Nigerians are very ingenious. I've seen somebody come to a petrol station once with the tank of a car.
Oh, yes. Tank of a car. Sorry. I was even going to think that you... I was thinking you were going to say, you know, tank of the generator.
I've seen that. Maybe what I will do is, I wonder these days, if I need fuel, I'll go with an iron bucket. After all, the word says jerry can. It doesn't talk about
I mean, maybe that may work.
Nigeria I'd like to call on the authorities, please stop harassing our people who buy this fuel in jerrycans, because if we didn't create this situation, if there was NEPA, nobody would be buying petrol in jerrycans to go and put in a generator at home.
Indeed. Let's go to Daily Trust. Page 4 of the Daily Trust has a story. Election spending. Politicians move to bypass cash withdrawal limit.
This story is very interesting, and I give kudos to the Daily Trust for this. It says that the story says that 27 days to the commencement of the implementation of the CBN policy on cash withdrawal, top politicians and candidates vying for elected positions are strategizing on how to bypass the policy in funding their campaign. You know, they need a lot of cash to move these things.
A lot of cash.
And the Trust does a very good story about how this is likely to happen. It says that presidential candidates to spend $1.8 billion on agents only. And it says, Daily Trust reports that there was no provision in the new CBN policy on how presidential candidates and political parties would pay agents on election day. According to regulations and guidelines for the conduct of elections, political parties sponsoring candidates are to appoint one person for each of the polling units. That's the one they call the agent. The agent is supposed to look after the interest of
the party.
I remember the first time Jimmy Agbaje came out, it was the party was DPA, and I was a great, you know, big supporter of his, you know. So we went there. We were now looking for the agent. The mamas of the, it wasn't the APC then, I think it was the AD, whatever. Our mama had a cooler, one cooler of hot jollof rice and everything. Agent is Lule Lokon. Two big brown bottles were by his side. I went to grab him. Politics is very funny. I went to, you know, they have one credit I must give the APC is that they are all inclusive.
Yeah.
All these mamas came wearing their trousers and ankara and gele and everything.
With
coolers. With cooler. The cooler was hot jollof, right? They were serving the eye neck at that time, even the police. The agent of the DPA, Odilu Leso. Two bottles were gone.
What?
It was a very frustrating exercise. Oh my God. Anyway, so they say that according to regulations, political parties are to appoint one agent. Now listen, one agent for every polling unit, and there are 176,974 polling units across the country. Each of the presidential candidates requires 176,974 agents to man the polling units. Without an agent, you are dead. Because it's supposed to. But agents can. Anything can happen to an agent.
That's
the chieftain of the APC said for the agents alone, $2 billion was required to pay the allowance on election day.
$2 billion.
Now, remember, this is for the agent, so the inducement and all other things for police and blah, that one is a separate thing entirely. So, the least you can give to each of the agents is $10,000 on election day. And it has to be in cash because it is for. They call it is for logistics. The whole idea, I think 10,000 is for logistics, and it's not puff-puff money. It's not if the agent is hungry or take a soft drink. That's not what it is. And these agents are paid through coordinators. So if you calculate it, you will have about 1.8 billion. In addition to the polling units, you mobilize top shots of your party, including commissioners, ministers, senators, members of the state house members, and appointees, to deliver their areas. It says you will mobilize.
I was going to ask, what does that mean?
Mobilize? That doesn't mean you go and hire a trailer to move people. Or when you say mobilize, I'm sure all of you have a fair idea of what mobilization means.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Trust now says that to bypass the policy, Trust correspondents, they just report that top politicians are making contingency plans on how to paddle through the intriguing policy. You can't beat Nigerians when it comes to that.
You can't.
Chieftains in Nasarawa State are reported to be compiling the account details of would-be agents for the 2023 elections. In Kefi local government area of the state, local politicians who serve as agents for the APC in two elections said they have submitted their account details.
Already?
Benny. Somebody is quoted here saying that I'm a loyal APC member and I have been serving as an agent for APC in the past three elections. Our party chieftains in the local government have taken our names and account details for the 2023 election agent mobilization. This is not illegal. agents get lunch and logistics money. Where are you buying the lunch? At a polling booth.
At a polling booth.
But we know.
Maybe they would have prepared that. You know, as an agent, you would have prepared your own lunch yourself.
No, for some of the parties, don't worry about that. Some of these parties. One day, I have a lot of things to write in my book. This is not, which I might never write. This is not illogical. Agents get lunch and logistics money from the party during elections, and this is not restricted to APC. All parties do this. I agree. Yes, this is the first time that they are requesting our candidates. As I said, I don't see anything wrong with it, and so on and so forth. They give what is going on in Kano, and so on and so forth. But the APC as a party is yet to take a position on the issue. But Labour Party are saying that the policy would affect his campaigns negatively. But an activist is happy. He says that Dr. Mikhailu Barao said there was hardly any time when a high volume of cars and so on and so forth. And he believes that this new policy would bring about better elections and possibly better representation at various levels.
Let's head back to the Vanguard. Osho, the Apapa Expressway traffic situation worsens.
Honestly, I every time I see Chief Buddy George, I always love to tell him that he is the one who has put us in this agony because the PDP just hasn't gotten his act together. I don't mean Chief Buddy George, but the PDP. Because they need to give an APC a run for their money. I'm not saying. I'd like to be very clear. I'm not declaring support, but the APC has become completely complacent and invariably taking us for granted because there's no competition. In this race, for example, I don't see any competition in real terms. I still maintain what I said, because the attitude of the party to the state is very worrying. It's very worrying. Look at this story on Osho Di Apapa. We've been with this problem almost about how many years now? And there's been no solution. Rather, what you now have is that this bad traffic situation and environmental has spread all over the state. Just this morning, you were doing a program on Okada, and Okada is coming back. There seems to be a policy where those in power do not want to enforce discipline so that they do not lose votes. And I say it is a faulty strategy. And it has been proven wrong. I'm sorry to repeat this. What held Fashola in good stead with a lot of us was his discipline. Apart from his performance, his discipline and enforcement of the law. And therefore we had... So this idea that, if we try to enforce the law, they will not vote for us, I believe is wrong. I believe it is looking at something from the other end. Looking at a glass as half empty instead of half full. And I'd like to plead with it. The fact that you will run over everybody every 4 years doesn't mean you should just sit back. It's not about infrastructure. I keep saying, it's not about building bridges and building this and that. It's about the little things that make day-to-day living livable, that makes Lagos livable for its citizens. And we don't see any of that. We must tell ourselves some home truths. Fair enough, you will win the election. We know that all that is over and done with. But at least, even as individuals, our leaders should have this urge to make our lives more livable. People are suffering in this state. There's no light. It takes them 3-4 hours to get to a distance. The other day, I think it was on Friday, I left. I had an appointment in the studio at 7 for my As It Dey Hot program. I left Erikmon at 3:50. And I just managed to run into the studio, hold them for me to run to the toilet, because when you've been 3 hours in traffic,
you'd have been holding on to so many things.
The issue of
so many things.
And it was television, it was studio that I had, but it was television. Why is that? These two trousers getting You have that story all over. Do you know? I'd like you to think back, ladies and gentlemen. In the past, 3 months, how many of our guests have always showed up late? You're coming for a TV program. You live in Ilukweju. You have to leave home at 5:30 for a 9 o'clock program. So we'd like to call on the government that please, this is not electioneering or politics. This is reality. People are suffering. This story, there's no time to go through it thoroughly. But it's a recurring decimal. And look at the riders here. Can I read the riders?
Yes, please.
Oh, you want to read it?
Let me read it.
You read it.
Let me read it.
Read the riders so that...
Let me read it.
Say it's just the, you two read the riders.
The riders is that we don't have time again.
Oh, my God. Quickly read it now.
Lagos State Task Force on Extortion Jamboree.
Yeah.
Truckers, members of Lagos Park and Garages clash over extortion. Four truckers declared missing as Comptoir blames tanker drivers for gridlock.
So you can see one of the, I think one of the biggest problems we have over and above the issue of roads and lack of planning, you know, construction everywhere. How do you run construction for 4 years in the state? When are we going to have some relief? Apart from that, is also the issue of you know, this Agbero and things like bus stops and the lack of discipline across the board. Heaven help us all. Are we through for the day?
Yes, we are through and we are good to go. What's coming up at 9?
Today is a joyful day. We have Dear Bumi. And I told you we are doing Dear Bumi back to back. We are doing one today.
Yes, you said
and
so.
One tomorrow to compensate for what. And this is a time for joy anyway, so...
Fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. Let's take a break. When we return after the news, we'll be speaking with INEC Commissioner for Information and Voter Education, Festus Okoye. Let's talk about the spate of attacks on INEC facilities across the country. It's coming up at 8. Stay with us.
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, get fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not